Western Australia's fire management system is failing its citizens, according to a review into the state's most devastating bushfire. Two people died and the timber town of Yarloop was wiped from the map by the inferno in January. Tabling a review of the blaze, the state government today called for the creation of a rural fire service. At a community meeting in Harvey, fire-affected residents got their first chance to consider the review. Anthony Stewart filed this report from Harvey in WA's southwest.
The residents of Yarloop and nearby communities came together today to hear a formal explanation of Western Australia's worst bushfire.
Based on the evidence and the outcomes of this fire, the current system for managing rural fires is failing government and Western Australians.
Former Country Fire Authority Chief Ewan Ferguson headed the independent inquiry that's made 40 recommendations. Chief among them is the creation of a rural fire service, which he says is essential to protect bush communities.
Well, the risk is that the fuel problem will increase. The capability of the community will continue to be eroded and the communities will become more vulnerable. Bushfire brigades and other emergency services will continue to be not managed as well and as efficiently as possible.
The Waroona blaze destroyed thousands of hectares of land as it burnt in January. Its destruction was most acutely felt in the timber town of Yarloop. There, Les and Malcolm Taylor died and the blaze destroyed 128 homes. The inquiry has found that fire incident controllers did not fully appreciate the threat posed to Yarloop before the fire front hit. This included an acknowledgement that residents weren't properly warned of the danger via either emergency phone or text systems. Les Liddington watched his home burn down.
I initially wanted to see some heads roll, but maybe the way it's been approached and the way it's been addressed is a better way to go.
Key recommendation was the creation of a rural fire service. Do you think that that's important?
It's very important. However, I don't know the best way to address it. There are a number of ways of doing it, like the American system or the English system, or having retained firemen, because it's very hard to have volunteers train all the time.
Pam Barron was forced to shelter on the town's oval during the inferno. Today she stressed that despite the destruction, volunteer firefighters cannot be blamed.
I still will maintain that the fireys and the police that bought our food haven't had enough recognition.
Do you think it will help the community heal?
The community can't thoroughly heal because we can't get back together. We can't be together. We're a family that's scattered.
For some residents, the focus on the creation of a rural fire service doesn't address their most immediate problems. Former resident Stacey McCavanagh is more concerned with seeing her home rebuilt.
As far as I'm concerned, with the Yarloop residents, I think it's just another blame game. I don't think it's going to help with them at all. And yeah, a lot of them are just going, they're struggling at the moment, and this is just another political hiccup in the road to recovery and rebuilding out there. And
this report doesn't address that rebuilding issue. Do you think that that's the thing that residents really want tackled?
I think it is. A lot of them really want to go back to, a lot of us from Yarloop, it's home, and that's all we want to do right now is go.
The WA government has signalled that it will take 3 months to review the report before it decides which recommendations to adopt. Colin Barnett is the Premier.
The question is, will the government take this report seriously and act upon it? And the answer to that is yes, we will. Set up this inquiry by Ewan. We've put no constraints on it. And when you get the opportunity to read through the report, and I urge you to do so, you'll see it describes things exactly as they were and makes a number of strong recommendations. But we are, as a government, going to take the time, at least 3 months, to hear community responses and various organisations before we make any decisions.
Late this afternoon, Colin Barnett toured Yarloop, where the clean-up for the fire still continues. Parts of the town are expected to reopen this week, but it remains unclear how long it will take to rebuild.
Anthony Stewart.